In 2008, Intel announced Larrabee, a competing platform built on x86. If Intel was betting on their way, not Huang's, didn't that prove the GPU bet was wrong? By September 2008, the pressure turned personal. Layoffs hit, about 6.5% of the workforce gone. Colleagues, friends, people who'd believed in him. Dominic sat at home, reflecting on his own relevance. His house was now filled with Elaine's absence. Pistol was there too and was pacing around. He sometimes bumped his hips off furniture, but was not otherwise clumsy for a blind dog. Dominic was no longer Elaine's husband. He was what was called a widower. That word felt new and also very old. It felt like a word that had been worn by many people and which was now offered to him to wear, even though it did not fit him. It felt too big and baggy and heavy. It was not tailored and had no lines. It was generic, and it generically erased his past except for one event. "My wife has died," it says, "and that is who I am now." But that was not who Dominic was. What would Elaine have said if he went around thinking of himself that way? Elaine did not like family bullshit, and she would not have liked widower bullshit. She would never have said to him, "Be a widower for me, be my widower." Dominic no longer felt like Ursula's father. She was an adult now. Dominic was no longer responsible for her needs. The relationship they had was now one of choice. Either could decide to end it, just like Elaine had done with her estranged family, and Dominic had done with his estranged family. Or maybe it had been the families who had estranged Elaine and Dominic. Dominic was not worried about estrangement from Ursula because they loved each other. After all, Ursula still had his front teeth in a matchbox.